Gerard?
Yes, sir.
Were you calling me?
I called you before. There's a case on Alyssa. Thomas Inglesby.
Last week, okay.
We have reason to believe he died on 12/22, and the caregiver has been working for 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
All right.
English. Okay, yeah.
12/22 is when his waiver termed, but they did it retro.
Okay.
So we're pulling billing from, I mean, it looks like we pulled billing from 29th and on.
And she just informed us today.
Oh boy. All right, we have a bunch of screw ups we got to deal with. All right. One other thing is please have, yeah, for this particular case, I want to know what I want the caregivers to tell me when he died. I want them to tell me specifically when he died because they clocked in this morning and they clocked in yesterday and this morning, right? And
Yes.
when we called them, they suddenly said, oh, he died.
Exactly, yes.
Right. So have you been collecting without reporting a death? If that's the case, they owe us 3 weeks of pay and they can go to jail. So
Exactly, yes.
if you maybe you should have the call the call the
Ryan.
one caregiver. Call her, ask, say, listen, the state is saying that he died on 12/22.
And you've been clocking
12/22 is 1 week, 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'm not paying her for last week, but that's 2 weeks of pay.
Yes, it's like, and still she
So,
still owes money.
yeah, so I and I it's on a recorded line, so please I need to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow up myself.
Yeah, maybe you should call her yourself, because she may owe us 100 hours and 20 overtime, 80 regular. And you can tell her, you got to understand something, right? Whatever she says, whether she says he died today or she says he died 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it says you have to tell her, okay, listen to me carefully. You have a serious problem because you continued to clock in and out for a dead patient without reporting it for 3 weeks. That's not an oops. Right? That's not an oops. That's Medicaid fraud.
Yeah.
You failed to report a significant change in his health, and you also continued to clock in and get paid for a deceased member. So this is going to be a state investigation, and federal authorities are going to be involved. Right? The best thing you can do is tell us the truth, and if he died on the 22nd, you must return your previous two paychecks immediately. Because we need to return the money to the insurance. And this will open a large Medicaid fraud investigation. So tell us, we'll find out when he died. There's going to be a death certificate.
Yeah.
So tell us the truth now. And she's not employed anymore. So don't worry about, we're not worried about losing her case.
Yeah, okay.
If she hangs up, let me know. But if she hangs up, let me know, because I'm gonna pull all the recordings, everything, okay?
All right. Perfect.
Let me know what happens.
That's fine. I'll follow up now.
Thank you.